Okay, the boy side. Today's daf is daf chav. We're holding two lines from the bottom of Yud Tes Amid Beis. As you recall, yesterday Rav said, if you look at the very top of Yud Tes Amid Beis on the second line, top of the Amid Gufa Amid Rav Kol Mokim Shehechselucha Akosiv Ba Toiras Mincha Einoi Eloli Akev. Rav said that Megabi the Kar Mincha. The only time that it's ma'akev, that b'diyeved, it's fossil. The only time if it's hechsel l'cha'akosim, because the Torah repeats it twice. The Torah's got to repeat it twice. If it repeats it twice, then it's shana olav akosim li'akev. And even Shmuel agrees with that, as the Gemara concluded yesterday. So everybody agrees, by mincha, ma'akev, it's got to say it twice. Break the Gemara. Maskev l'Rav Huna. Break the Rav Huna. Harimelach. Leitana beikro. Ma'akva bei. There's a din that on all kabbonis you have to go and add melach. And in particular, there's a posik legabe the carbon mincha. B'chol karban minchoscha b'melach timloch. Din of melach. And there's a loch that it's ma'akev. How do I know that it's ma'akev? Desanya. We have two man diyom and Yehuda Reb Shimon. One man, the Yomer of Yehuda says, "Desanya bris melach oylamu, shetehei bris amura b'melach." Divrei Reb Yehuda, a special covenant, the melach. If Shimon oy menemar kan bris melach oylamu, menemar lahalon bris kahunas oylam by Pinchas. Kishem sheyavshel the kabbonis v'lei kahuna, kach yavshel the kabbonis v'lei melach. You want to bring carbon? You gotta add melach. Now, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon learned the same halacha from two different psukim. Meaning, Rabbi Yehuda learns it only based on bris melech oylamu. Rabbi Shimon learns it based on exeira shava, bris kunas oylam, kishayim, kabonis play kuna, yesh lekonis play melech. But the top Rashi says that there is no machloikis halacha, lekamidi ele mashmoiz darsh. The whole machloikis is only how you derive it from the pasuk. But kuli alma moida melach is ma'akev by all karbonois, including by a karbon mincha. Freit the Gemara, why? I don't find that it says in the pasuk twice. And since it doesn't say twice, it should not be ma'akev. Rav said it's got to be kol mokim shehechsel l'cha'akosu ba'atayres mincha. Simushtein tzvei mol. It only says one time. Why is it ma'akev? That's the Gemara discussion.
But it says in the pasuk itself, it says b'melach timloch, and then lotashis melach bris elokecha me'am
chasam. So you know who asks that kasha? The Gemara asks. That's Gemara's kasha is going to be. You go down 12 lines. Vaitana beikra v'oksev v'chol kaban min chasam melach timloch. But we're not at that point yet.
Okay.
At this point, the Gemara assumes it only says it once, and the Gemara is asking, since Rav declared, we're asking a gewaldig akasha. Rav Huna is asking akasha on Rav. Rav says that the only time that we find an ikuv by korban mincha, if it's hechsel l'cho hakosef, the Torah repeats it. Right, the Gemara, I see that there's a din that you have to add melach to all karbonites, but in particular to carbon mincha, and the Torah does not repeat it twice, and yet and both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon hold that it's ma'akev. How can it be ma'akev if it doesn't say it twice? That's the Gemara's kasha. So Gemara first gives two terutzim, and then the Gemara is going to ask Barry's kasha that it does repeat it twice. Mitchum will get to that momentarily. So the first terutz is Rav Yosef, Rav Kitana Didon Svirulei, the Omer Loi Molach Kosher. Then in fact it's a big machloikis. Where's the big machloikis? Back 2 days ago, in the Mishnah, on the bottom of Yud Ches Amud Aleph, the Mishnah said, Loi Yotzak, Loi Bolal, Loi Pisais, Loi Molach. What did it say at the end of the Mishnah? Ksheira. What do you mean kosher? Didn't you just say that Malicha is Ma'akev? Is the chassim and that in Zratana Halta Malicha is not Ma'akev? Oh, Rav holds like Artana. The Malicha is Taka, not Ma'akev. Why not? Because I don't have Hechsel L'Chakosim. The Torah doesn't repeat it twice. As Rav Yosef says, Rav holds Kitana Tidon, that Svira Leidyam, Aloy Malach is kosher. So you see, the Malicha in fact is not Ma'akev, not like Rav Yehuda, not like Rav Shimon. If that's the case, let's analyze the Mishnah further. The Mishnah started off back on Yud Ches Amud Aleph. Lo Yotzak, Nemvay Bilel, Vay Pisei, Vay Molach. So Lo Yotzak, now you're going to define that as Lo Yotzak. Chalal, that there was no Yitzikas Hashem at all. If there's no Yitzikas Hashem, then it's certainly Ma'akev. How do I know that Yitzik is Ma'akev? Rashi back on Daf Yud Ches said, because there it does say twice Yitzik, one by Minchas Soiles and one by Minchas Machlas. There Avad is Hechsel Chalak Vasek. So how are you going to learn Pshat in that Loyotzak? He can't mean Loyotzak. He didn't do Yitzik at all. That's certainly Ma'akev. Wouldn't say that it's kosher. Ela Mujmin Dachlenin, Loyotzak Koyin, Ela Zor. The Pshat in that Mishnah was that not that there was no Yitzik at all, there has to be Yitzik. Yitzik is Ma'akev. But it wasn't done through a Koyin, it was done through a Zor. And that's kosher. If that's the case, Hachanami Lachoy, the same thing applies over here too. By Malach Koyin Ela Zor, meaning Malicha Maite is Ma'ake, and you gotta do Malicha, because that's what Rabbi Yehuda said, and that's what Rabbi Shimon said, then it says it's Abris Melach. Yes, it's gotta be done. Aye, the Mishnah said that it's kosher b'diavad. Kosher b'diavad, if it wasn't done through a Koyin, it was done through a Zor. Is Rabbi Zor is Habda Kushla Duchta on Rav. Come to Chois, everybody agrees that Malicha is Ma'ake. Malicha is Ma'akev, and it doesn't have it twice in the Pasuk. Aye, Rav said, only when it's Hechselacha Kosim, then it's Ma'akev, but otherwise not Ma'akev. And I see that our Mishnah also holds that Malicha is Ma'akev. The only thing the Mishnah says, if it's done through a Zohar, it's kosher, but otherwise Ma'akev. Amalei v'chitzal ha'gaz v'shizor kar v'gav mitzvayach. You think that that's the Pshat in the Mishnah, the Leimolach Koyin el Zohar. And that's kosher. How does the Zohar even get close to the Melech? The Melech is on top of the Mizbeach. And a Zohar, meaning a non-Koyin, is not allowed to go on top of the Mizbeach. He never can go on top of the Mizbeach. Is a Bazoi, Joktum Zigimara, it must be Pshat in the Mishnah, not like you just learned, Loi Molach Koyin El Zohar, but in fact, Loi Molach at all, zero, no Malicha at all, and that's also kosher. Why, how, where? That's Rav Lishitosei, that Rav says, only where Mokim Shehechsel L'Chakosev, there it's Ma'akev, here I don't have a double repetition in our Pasuk, therefore it's not Ma'akev. L'Chachil Avadi, yeah, you got to do Malicha. Chol Karban Min Chosem Melech Timlech Avad, but B'diavad it's kosher, even if you didn't do Malicha at all. Don't tell me something about there was Malicha, but through Azar. Azar can't do Malicha. Azar can't get to the top of the Mizbeach. So therefore, forget about it. Learn Taka like we learned initially. Loi Molach is kosher. Rav therefore holds like our Mishnah, not like Rabbi Yehuda, not like Rabbi Shimon.
You couldn't say that he kosher.
What do you mean? The question that you're asking now is a very good question. And the Shita Mekubetzis and others ask those types of questions. Maybe he did it from down below. He tossed it up. Maybe that they took the carbon down and they did the malicha, even though you're supposed to do it on top. In other words, the chetchila avad, you're supposed to do it on top. And the chetchila, the koyin, the zar shouldn't even be there. What happens if malicha wasn't? Did the evit? The shita mekubetz is the first tickle. I don't know if you have the same one because they keep on fadraying. But it says over here, in toima, hani mi lechetchila, avad lechetchila, a zar is now let it go. Abed yevet, ilay molach koyin el zar. What happens if the zar says, I'm not such a great Taman Hocham, and I don't learn this Gemara, and I don't learn that Pusik, and he runs up the ramp, I want to try it out, that he did do the Malicha. So maybe that's what the Mishnah is talking about. Then Avadi's not supposed to, but what happens if he did it? Then Molach Koyin El Zohar is what the Mishnah is kosher. See, it's not a crystal clear right. And Toysa says, the Yishit of Yuvetz says, other Shotim too. Vada Lechatchil Zohar, also Lechalasakam Bezbeach. Avahocha the Molach Zohar, ki ovar the ol gam mizbeach v'nifsel. In other words, even though you're not allowed to, maybe he did it with the eved, and that's what the Mishnah is telling us. The eved's kosher. Anyway, but bottom line, that's how the Gemara concludes, and the Gemara says that our Mishnah must be talking about a normal case where they didn't do malicha at all, and it's kosher because Rav disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, holds like our Mishnah, and in fact, there's a big machloikis whether malicha is, in fact, ma'akiv legabe karbonos generally and specifically legabe kar mincha.
So you put the comments up here, you put salt on the comments?
Exactly. just like on all Kabbalah. So we're going to talk about it a little bit further. Oh, Zokhi Mor, but you say no chapshat. No chapshat. Even, Yechsiva Bei Bris, Keman Vitana Bei Krodamya. The mother is telling us is, even though Rav said yesterday, Komok in Shehechsla Kosim Batoides Mincha, Eine Eliake. When the Torah repeats it, it's ma'akid. But guess what? Even if the Torah didn't repeat it, if the Torah says it so emphatically, atzedo abris, a covenant, oh, this is shenagamza under the ma'isa. And therefore, Rav agrees that by using the term bris melach oilam ho, that this is the equivalent, the halachic or darshanic equivalent, as if it would say, even though it doesn't repeat it, but the emphasis by using this expression that it's a bris melach oilam, forever, forever and ever, that is just as strong as hechsel chokos. Good, so therefore we have two terutzim on the kasha that we asked on Rav. Terutz number one is that this din of melach being ma'akib in fact is a machloikis. And the second terutz is, no, Rav could in fact agree that you have to do malicha, and malicha is ma'akib, and our mishnah taka talking regabe azar, and how did azar do it? He can't get to the mizbeach, like Brother Shai said, maybe he threw it on top, maybe the Zohar ran up the ramp even though he's not supposed to, and our mishnah tells us, b'diavad it's kosher. What's the pshat in Rav and in Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon? Just like Rav said, if you repeated it, says the Kodesh Baruch Hu, I mean it, it's ma'akid. If the Kodesh Baruch Hu uses the expression that it's a bris, it's a covenant, it's also ma'akid. But now the Gemara asks the kasha that Barry asked at the very outset, and that is, for Leitona Beikra, the whole basis of the kasha is that the Torah doesn't repeat it by mincha. It doesn't, boksev. And our Gemara only quotes the first part of the pasuk, but the pasuk continues on. So the pasuk talks about it three times. Put malicha on your mincha. Number two, it's a lav. Make sure that you don't have a situation of that the melach is shoves, that you're not using the melach, the al mincha secha. And number three, al kol kavan chatakir melach. How many times do you have to repeat it? Shtei kam tzklur. I heard when I was a child that the reason why many are noyig to go and put the salt in three times, the challah, they dip the challah on Shabbos, they dump it three times into the salt, is based on this pasuk, kol kavan minchas melach timlach, leisajvis melach yabris alikecha. It says three times you're supposed to do that. I repeated that to Rav Bik, and Rav Bik says that there's another reason too, because the name of the Kodesh Baruch Hu is Yud Kei Vav Kei, is Gematria 26. 3 times 26 comes out to be roughly 78. Everybody agrees, right? 3 times 25 is 75. 3 times 26 is 78. And the Gematria, the word Melach, Mem Lamed Ches, is all to 78. So therefore, you remember Kodesh Baruch Hu by doing three times Shem Havayah is Melach. Okay. But bottom line is, she stayed in that pasuk more than once. So what was the whole Gemara's kasha? We start asking kasha. I Melach Leitana Beikra. The pasuk repeats it twice and three times. What are you telling me, Leitana Beikra? That's Gemara's kasha. And for the Gemara Kedusanya, we're going to have now from here till the end of Amud Aleph and the entire Amud Beis into the beginning of Amud Gimel, meaning tomorrow's Amud Aleph and tomorrow's Daf, we're going to have a lengthy discussion about a brisa. The instashira, which means the bottom line is that the reason why Leitana Veikra is because every word in this pasuk is going to be used to tell us something new, something novel, another halacha. And therefore nothing is ibrik, nothing is superfluous, nothing is surplus, every word is used, and since every word is used, I don't have that Shana Veikra that the pasuk repeated. Look at the sign. So Gemara, how we embody the Kiddushanya, you need this pasuk to tell and tell you the following halachas. Ilu nemar korban memelach, instead of saying v'chol korban min choscha bemelach, if we just say v'chol korban bemelach, take out the word min choscha, shemein yafilu eitzim v'dam shenikru korban. I would think even if you bring a korban eitzim or Zerika Zadam, those are also called carbon. What does the Gemara mean? Gemara means that if a person wants to, he can be menadiv Eitzim for a carbon. We're not just talking about being menadim Eitzim to go and put in the Lishkas or Eitzim and have them wait there until they're used on a daily basis. A person can go and say, someone else is being menadim a carbon Oila and a carbon Shlomim and a carbon Mincha and Oifis. I am menadim a carbon of Eitzim. What do you do with those Eitzim? Of course, you put them on the Marocha to go and burn. Aha. That's one type of carbon. And then you have dam. Dam means there's a rikus of dam that you have by all karbanos. So now what happens if in fact you go and bring eitzim to the marocha on top of the mizbeach? Do you have to add melach to those eitzim? Just like you have to add melach to the mincha and to the other karbanos. Do you have to add melach? What happens every time you do a rikus of dam? Do you have to go and throw some melach with the dam? So if it would only say in the pasuk, b'chol karban, b'melach timlach, leaving out the word minchascha, I would say every carbon requires melach, even a carbon of eitzim and even zrikas adam. Now you're asking, why would I call eitzim a carbon? Why would I call dam a carbon? So Rashi says, and Rashi bases this on the Gemara on the Amud Beis, this is the pasuk in the Nechemya. Rashi six lines from the top, eitzim nikru carbon shenema v'agirolasi palnu al carbon har eitzim. So you see, eitzim is called a carbon. Dam ikri carbon shu ikra al kolzavach. Every single carbon, the ikra from the carbon, the tmerat is the dam. So therefore, if it would only say chol carbon, but melach timlach, leaving out the word menchascha, I would say that if I'm menadav eitzim, you have to add melach, and every time we do a zrikas adam, you have to add melach. Shu ikru carbon, both of them are called carbon. Tam aloyim, but that's why Kodesh Baruch Hu threw in the word. Chol karban minchascha by mincha ma mincha yuchedes she'achirim bo in choyvin la. Of course, she'achirim bo in choyvin la. What does that mean? Achirim bo in choyvin la explains Rashi, as we'll see Mirchem in the Gemara in another few lines, that any time you're bringing a carbon, you always have to add eitzim. In other words, if you go up to the top of the mizbeach and the kohen is bringing up his carbon oila, his carbon the aymurin from other kabbalas he wants to put in the marocha, and you don't have shnei gizrei eitzim, you don't have a fire, then of course you can't bring a carbon. You can't just leave it there and say, "Oh, Kiddush Baruch Hu, take it away." You have to have, even though of course there is an eish yardim in the shemais. True, but nevertheless, there's a mitzvah to go and put shnei gizrei eitzim. And therefore, the Gemara is telling us that just like a mincha is like any other classic carbon, that what? Achirim boim choyvim lo. You have to have shnei gizri eitzim together with that carbon. Of course, achirim boim choyvim lo. The same thing applies across the board to other karbanis that require eitzim. Masha enkein. Eitzim, says Rashi, do not require other eitzim. Because if a person menadav eitzim, those could be the atzim eroch. I don't need additional eitzim. And certainly, dam doesn't require eitzim. Because after all, dam doesn't go in the marocha. Dam just goes on either the koronois or against the kiram mizbeach. So those don't require achirim boin chayvin la, and therefore they are excluded from the din of malicha. Thank you, Mara. Why do you go and say that I learn like mincha? Just like mincha is miyuchedesh, shachein boim chayvin la, meaning that you bring eitzim for every carbon. Why don't you go and say imam mincha miyuchedesh shemateres avko shemater? Why don't you go and say that the mincha that we're referring to that requires the malicha means the koimitz that you're putting on top of the mizbeach? That's what needs the malicha. So why don't you go and say imam mincha miyuchedesh shemateres? That kmitza is the matir for the shiore mincha. When did the Torah require melach? Only by those things that you're putting on the mizbeach, which are matir. What have I accomplished with that? I've accomplished ovidam shematir. And therefore, I will exclude eitzim, because eitzim is not matir anything. Dam is matir, and say that maybe that's the pshat in the pasuk. So kol karban minchascha, mincha, just like a mincha is a matir, the kmitz is the matir. Dam is also matir, so every time you do a zrikas adam, you should have to go and throw some salt in as well.
Doesn't salt change dam from the status of dam? I mean, like, it's like cooking it. It's like it's.
So
it
first
would,
do the dam.
It would destroy its.
Yes,
its
you're 100% right. So first go and do the dam. And
the salt on top of it after you.
Exactly. After the dam is there. Boy, so did you see the dam splat on the mizbeach? Yeah, beautiful job. We have a YouTube. Beautiful pictures. Okay. Now, Mechabit, now Uri, are you going? Yeah, you're going to go and do the zrikas.
What is it?
Of course, we don't do this for halacha, but this is the Gemara's havamina. Maybe just like a mincha is a matter, dam is matter. Let's go and sprinkle the blood, sprinkle the salt after the blood is already hit and it's all done. Tamaloyma. That's why the pasuk says, "Belisash bis melech alikecha me'al minchasecha, me'al minchasecha, loy me'al damcha." Only time that you have to worry about putting melech is only on your mincha and not on the tap. Aha. Maybe the din of melech, the kol korban minchasa, not just on the kmitza, maybe on the shiore ha mincha, you also have to throw in some melech. Talmud loyma, it doesn't say the kol minchasa, the melech timloch, it says kol korban minchasa. Korban means korban to an melech, bein mincha kula to an melech. Korban means that part that you are makriv. What are you makriv? The koimit. Oh, the koimit sakur requires melech, but not the shiore adam. That's not the korban, that's the shiore mincha. The only Ella Koimitz. We only spoke about the Kmitz until now. I mean, either Rabbi says a Levoina. What about the Levoina, which is also a matir for every Karmen Mincha, except for Minchas Choyte, etc. But normally a regular Karmen, you have to have Levoina. So do you have to go and throw in some Melech by the Levoina to him? And either Rabbi says Levoina. Says Imor, yes, you do have to be Marba Levoina for Malicha. Marba Niyas Levoina, Shkem Boy Ima Bikli Echad. Levoina also has a requirement of Melech. You know why? Because Levoina is part and parcel of your carbon mincha. The levoina was packaged, literally packaged together with a mincha in the same kli, and therefore, just like you're telling me, the kemitza that comes out of that kli requires malicha. Same thing is the levoina that comes out of that kli requires malicha. So, break the brayse. I mean, al rabbis levoina bo b'fnei. What about levoina that comes on its own? Now, where do you have levoina coming on its own? So, you're thinking to yourself, maybe we're talking about the bezicha levoina on top of the lechem upon. But that's the next case. The bezicha levoina that's matir the lechem upon. This is Rashi. The levoina that comes alone is if a person is menadev a carbon levoina. Just like a person can go and say Hare Olai Eitzim and bring a carbon of Eitzim, a person can go and bring a carbon Hare Olai levoina, and he brings his levoina. So what happens if he brings a levoina? You put it on the marocha. Do you have to add melach? The answer is yes. How do you know you add melach to levoina? After all, it didn't come in the same kli together with a mincha. This levoina was on its own. Or the bezicha levoina, how do you know there's a din of melach? And for that matter, if you're going and doing the ketoiris, every time the kohen does the ketoiris every day, you also have to add melach. And the minchas kehanim. The minchas kohen is different than a minchas yisrael, but there is no kemitza. The chol minchas kohen kolutir. You put the whole thing on the mizbeach. And what about the minchas kohen mashiach, which is the mincha of the chavitin that the kohen gadol brings every day? Or minchas nesachim, that's what you add to your karban shlom, your karban oila, or minchusam nesken kimdubar shloshe esorim lapar, etc. You have to add malicha. Ein muri chatzos, every time you bring karban chatzos, you put the aymer on the mizbech. Ein muri ashim, you put the ashim, put the aymer on the mizbech. Ein muri kachik. What's the emuri kachi kachim? Didn't we just go through chatzos and ashim?
Shal meitziba
that you go and bring on shavuos. It can't be talking about the oila, because that's not a din of Eimer, and that's a din of Eivori oila, which we're going to have in another three words. Say Muri Kachi Kudishim, which is referring to the Shlomim and the Shalmi Tzibah that you bring on Shavuos. Ve Muri Kachim Kalim, meaning, for instance, your Karb Shlomim, that you put the Eimer on top of the Mizbeach. Ve Eivori oila, the Gans oila, the Gans Eivori. And oila Sa'oif. On all of these things, Minayin, how do you know you have to add Melach? And that's the end of the brisa, and that's also the end of the teretz. It's a long teretz to a short kasha. What was the short kasha? Rav Huna said melach the Torah doesn't repeat, and therefore it shouldn't be ma'akev. The pasuk says, and Barry says, it does repeat. It repeats it three times. Melach. So our Gemara has just now concluded through this lengthy brisa, not one word is superfluous. Everything comes to tell you something else, a new nekuda, a new wrinkle, a new requirement. So therefore, it's not shon olav akash la'akiv. It's each time, it's not a repetition. Each word melech comes to tell you a brand new thing. And therefore, that's why Rav Huna says, I know that that's a pshat in the pasuk. So why, according to Rav, is it ma'akiv if it doesn't repeat the pasuk? It's not hechsel chalakos. Now, since we went through the whole discussion, now we're going to have an in-depth, detailed examination of the brisa and the drushes. Oh, my.
We're going with Rav, or either way, some say.
We have now basically three terutzim. Three twos.
Email us three twos.
Three twos. We had Akash and Rav. Rav.
And he holds it, like our Mishnah.
Anyway, that's the first type. Yeah. Second shot is that the Mishnah also agrees to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon that Melech is Ma'akev. It says in the Mishnah, it's not Ma'akev. It's not Ma'akev by Yidei Kahuna. It's Ma'akev by Yidei Zohar. The Zohar is not allowed to go to the top of the Mizbeach. So like you said, maybe he'll throw it from underneath. Maybe he'll run up against the rules. Maybe they'll bring the carbon down or add Melech and put it up again. V'chuli, v'chuli. That was Teres number two. Teres number three is that, you're telling me that it's repeated in the Pasuk twice? It's not repeated in the Pasuk twice. Why is it not repeated? Because every word in the Pasuk is required to tell you a separate halach.
It feels like that it's first of all, it's not three times, it's three and a half times. Because of Melech Timloch, you have a double lashon there, number one.
Yep.
And the fact that it's each word has a limud attached to it,
yeah,
doesn't interfere with it being repeated. As we learned yesterday, whenever you can mekayim both, you mekayim both. Here, the repetition of the word melech is not inhibiting any of these lamudim.
Mm-hmm.
It's also, in addition, saying it's ma'akev.
Very good, very good. What the Gemara is telling us is that that's not the pshat in Rav, that when Rav says hechzul ha'kosev, that shona olav ha'kosev le'akev, that's only when, according to us, b'nei Adam, it doesn't seem to be any particular reason why the Torah has to repeat it.
That's the mufna lima, as it were. It's completely empty of any other value except...
I wouldn't say value, but any other drusha,
except to enforce the kuba of the...
Right, exactly right. Good. So, we're up to the fourth wide line, and we're going to repeat now the braisa in detail. Only Ella Koimet. We name the Rambi says Olavainain only by the Kemitza, because that says Kol Korban Minchoscha the Melech Timloch, and we concluded that Mincha means the Kemitza of the Mincha. That Kemitza requires Melech. Take the Brice from the Rambi says Olavainain. How do I know Olavainain? Marvin is Olavainain. She came by Ima Bichliyachad. You know how I know? Because it comes in the same kli. As I stated the price, pretty more about Amris man mincha miyuchedes shechayim boim chayvin la. Remember, we started off the price by saying that if it would say in the pasuk v'chal korban pamelach timloch, leave out the word minchasa, then I would say it includes even korban eitzim and even the zrikas adam, since it says in the pasuk minchasa mincha, just like the mincha achayim boim chayvin la, which means eitzim. I've called any other carbon that goes on the maracha that requires additional eitzim for the fire. Aha. So, Oibazoi, why does the Gemara now say, Ainli elekoimitz v'nai l'rabbis l'voina, ma'abidis l'voina, she came by him up with l'yachad. You know why l'voina is included? And Rashi says the kash is really not only on l'voina, the kash is on the entire
list
that we have at the end of the braisa, the l'voina that comes on its own, and l'voina, and the bezichin, and the k'toidus, and the mimpus
kehanah. And that's the redundancy of naming each one, right?
Exactly. So the question is, why do we have to go to this whole laundry list? You know why all of those require melach? Because of the fact that it says Chol Korban Minchascha, Ma Mincha Miyuchedes, that it has a special din that Achirim Bo and Chayvin La, that requires Eitzim. Of course, Achirim Bo and Chayvin La. Period. So, what's the Avachum Deganta list? And what do I need the new drasha for? Al Kol Korbancha Takriv Melach. I don't need Al Kol Korbancha Takriv Melach. That would be superfluous, and then we could start our kasha all over again. I have Shana Lava Kasa Liakim. I have the limud already from the fact that it says Minchascha at the beginning of the pasuk, that anything which is similar to mincha, that achirim bo chayvin la, that it requires eitzim, has a din of melach. So all of these things that we enumerated require eitzim. You can't go and burn a vori oila without eitzim. You can't go and burn ketoidus or bezicha levoina or aymarim. You always need eitzim. Freiti Gemara, why are we changing drashas now? Why do we need a new pasuk at the end of the new drasha b'chol kaban min chascha? Sorry. Al kol kabon chatakim melach. Hazayin freiti Gemara. Zokti Yimaram v'amris man mincha miyuchas v'chayim bo'in chayvila. Hachi karmen. We have to now add a new dimension to the price. Eima korban klal u'mincha prat. Even though we didn't have that in the girsa of our braisa, it's like a chsuri mechsra. This is what the braisa really meant. After we introduced at the outset of the braisa that I have this ma mincha miyuchedes shachirim boin chayvila, afkol shachirim boin chayvila, The Gemara, or the Brice, is now asking, one second. Since it only says, V'chol korban minchoscha b'melech temlach, and only talks about a mincha, it doesn't talk about shar korbanos. Let me go and learn the classic klal uprat. What's the klal uprat? Let me learn korban minchoscha. Korban is klal. Mincha is prat. Klal uprat. Hey, mechal mashi befrat. Mincha in midechrin aloi. And therefore, don't tell me, like you were saying until now, that it's got to be doim mincha, mincha miyuchedesh acherim bon choyvala. Forget about that. Only by mincha is the requirement of malicha, nowhere else. That's what the Bryson therefore concludes. Oh, no, no. Look at the end of the pasuk. Had Omar, since the pasuk ends off, al kol kabon chatak and melach, choza bekolal, klal uprat uklal, iad adon al kena prat, ma prat mefur shachayim boin choyven lo, afko shachayim boin choyven lo. And therefore, the Brisa at the end is not really telling us something new, it's just reinforcing what we said at the outset. We said at the outset of the Brisa that it's got to be doyim l'mincha. It's just like mincha miyuchedesh materes afko, I'm sorry, ma mincha miyuchedesh shachayim boin choyven lo, afko shachayim boin choyven lo. Maybe not, maybe it's only mincha, klal uprat. No, klal uprat to klal. Comes to include anything and everything which is doim to the prat. What is the prat? The mincha. What is the night? What's the quality of the mincha? Shachayim bon chayvela, which means eitzim. And therefore, afshkolachayim bon chayvela means eitzim. And therefore, all of these are included: the levoina, with the bezicha levoina, with the ktoidis, and the mincha, and everything else, evarim and the aymun and etc. We've been talking about this achirin debon choyven law now for the last 10 minutes. What does that mean? My new eitzim. Oh, like we said before, that every carbon requires eitzim. Av kol eitzim, not just the mincha. Any carbon, every carbon requires eitzim. Freitimara ema. Maybe we should go and say that achirin debon choyven law is not referring to eitzim. Maybe it's referring to levoina, meaning that the carbon mincha needs acherin bo'in choyvin la. Besides the kemitza, every mincha, with the exception of mincha choyte, yeah, but your normal regular card mincha needs another matter. It needs levoina. So that's the definition, perhaps, of acherin bo'in choyvin la. And if that's the case, if that's the real definition of the prat, what's ke'ena prat? Oh, I have one case, vaisidam, the ikanisachim, that maybe I should go and include only dam. And not that whole laundry list of the things listed in the Braisa, but only the Zrikas Adam, that I should go and be Marba, because every time you have Zrikas Adam, Lamosha Vagabi, a carbon shlom, and a carbon oila, you have Acheren Bo in Choyven Lo. What are that? You have the Minchas Sesachim, that after the Zrikas Adam, you have to, and after you put up the Emur in, etc., you also have to go and bring in Minchus and Eskem Kim Zubar, Shloisha Sarn Lapar, Shneisran Lo Oil, and you have to do your Nis. The chayayin and the shitin on the corners of the mizbeach. So maybe that's the definition of acherin bo in chayven lo. And if that's the case, that would be the only case that I can be marba, which is ke'en haprat, that you have to go and put on melach. But all the others that don't require this don't have a din of melach. So Timora, the premise of your question is that the nesachim are an adjunct, something that you add on to the dam, that acherim bo in choyven lo. One second. Who says the nesachim come together with the dam? The nesachim are the eimun of the asur. The nesachim come together with the aimurim. So it's not that the dam is mechayiv the nesachim. It's the emun that you put on the mizbeach on the marocha. Yeah. That's mechayiv the nesachim. And you're asking why? And the Gemara says a very interesting shot. My time, achila ushtia. Meaning, since he asked for achidas mizbeach that you put on the marocha, food items, solids, aymurim, mincha, evori oila, a Kodesh Baruch Hu Kaviyochel also wants you to go and add some drink to it. How do you add drink? By doing the nischei hayayin that you pour into the shitin. And therefore, it's svaradik to go and say the nesachim don't become because of the dam. They come because of the aymurim. And therefore, your kasha, that maybe this prat, ke'ena prat, is only mar bedam, it doesn't hold water, and it doesn't even hold blood or wine. No.
If you didn't bring, if you did a korban ola, korban shlamim.
Yeah.
You did the zrika sedam.
Mm-hmm.
The emunim got lost. They went out. Yotze tame, whatever.
Right. Uh-huh.
You still have to bring the sachem, even though there was no food served. There was still the sachem. So it's not connected. The sachem aren't connected to the emurim. The sachem are connected to the dam, which is
each,
the matir.
Each one is a choyva that you have to go and bring. You have to do zrika sedam. You have to do the minchas sachem. You have to do the emurim. Some things are ma'akim and some things are not ma'akim. What is ma'akim is the dam, but the emurim are not ma'akim,
right,
and the sachem
right,
are not ma'akim.
So we had a whole besechtes zvachim. So
yes, and quite a bit of menachas.
Yeah. So if the emurim are lost, the emurim are not brought up, whatever reason,
still be
the sachem.
Good. So let me ask you a question. What happens if you don't have the sachem? Still a kosher karp.
Right.
So if anything, you are justifying the gemara even more by saying that both the emurim together and the sachem are both things which are certainly the mitzvah, but they're not ma'akim. Exactly, in a sense. About a grace of mitzvahs. We're not playing them down. We're not downgrading them, but nevertheless, they are connected. And therefore, nothing to do with that. Bring more adarab, a punfaket, kapar of the simcha. Every time that you go and bring the dam, you do the zrikas adam, that's the machapra, that's the maratza. Now the balam are so happy, oh, Baruch Hashem, I was zeichet in Mekayim, my neder, to go and bring my kabbanis, and I did it. So he has a simcha, and therefore let's go and drink some wine. Therefore you go and pour wine into the shittim. So maybe Takan HaSachem goes with the wine. I'm sorry, goes with the dam, and not with the emurim. And therefore, Nochemul, let us go and say, Ken HaPrat, not that the prat includes any carbon that requires eitzim, but rather any carbon where you have an addition to the original matir, just like the original matir of kmitza has an addition, has levoina. Every time the matir by a regular carbon is dam, it has nusachim. So dam should be the only thing that requires melach and nothing else. Zutimer el levoina bo ima b'chli yachod. Nusachim ein bo ima b'chli yachod. Havel eitzim ki heich miskashe b'mincha hach miskashe b'kulu kabbas. What's the Gemara saying? The Gemara is saying is, what's the reason why you want to be mahar b'dam? Because she's saying dam, that's ki'en, the case of the mincha, right? Anytime that you're mahar b'ki'en a prat, it's got to be similar in quality to the prat. So what are you saying about the prat? The prat is koinitz, and the koinitz I have the levoina, which is my additive. Oh, so any other karma you have an additive, achirim bo'en choyfim lo, dam has its nesachim, oh, that's what we should be mad. Says, no. There's a total different quality of the levoina than the dam and the nesachim. Because the dam and the kmitza become so integrally related that they get packaged together in the same kli. You actually put the levoina inside the same kli where you're taking the kmitza from. Why? That's a very, very strong umbilical cord that attaches the two. So there's takachin bo'en chayvila. But by the dam and the wine, would you ever say in your right mind that the two are linked together so intricately the way that you have the koimitz and levoina? Avada nisht.
Actually, the mizbeach links them. They're not linked to the same kli. They're linked through. They're both.
Then you can say that everything is linked because it's all.
Exactly.
Well, it's true.
Exactly. So mincha levoina is also linked with the same. Anyway, but the point is, you're trying to go and say Ken HaPrat, and you want to say, don't say Ken HaPrat is marib the floodgates or kabbats. Only those things which are so narrowly defined that it's just like the Ken HaPrat of kmitza that it requires levoina. So also dam, which requires the nesach. Says Yimor, no, those two are not the same. Kmitza requires levoina so much that they're packaged together in the same kli. Now you want to learn from that. Anything else which is packaged together, there's nothing else packaged together, because you don't go and put blood and wine in the same package. It's two different things. So Elamai, if you're saying it's Ke'ena Prat, I have no Ke'ena Prat based on that formulation that it's talking about Levoina. Elamai, I have to say it's Eitzim, and therefore Eitzim Ki Heich Miskashim Mincha Ach Miskashim Kulin Karbanis. The same way Eitzim is the additive to Karmincha, even though they're not packaged together, they're totally separate, but you need it to go and bring a Karmincha. Same thing as Eitzim for all other Karbanis, you need it to be able to go and be Makavit on top of the Marocha on the Mizbech. Why don't we say another pshat? Ma prat mefurish. Again, what's the quality of the kena prat? Shachinim bo'in choyven lo umateres. Maybe it requires two qualities. two ingredients. To just like by your carbon mincha, number one, I have a chayim bo and chayvin la, which are the eitzim. And number two, that the koimitz is the matir. The only thing that I'm going to be marbif and kena prat is something which has both qualities. The number one, boin choyvin law, like eitzim, umateris, and it is a matir. So you're going to tell me, which case is that? Umayniu, levoina habo bebezichin, the sharia lechem. Ava minechrin aloy. Maybe that's the only thing that I should learn to kena prat. Why? Because levoina taka needs a cherem boin choyvin law. It needs eitzim to go and burn the incense. For sure. And it's also a matir. How is a matir? It's a matir v'lechem upon him. Umash ein came, that entire list that you had, the Emurei Chatas or the Evari Oila, Hakroisa Mitzvah, but that's not the Maratze, that's not the Matir. The Matir, of course, is the Zrika Sadah. So, therefore, let's only be Mar, but one thing can't apprat. That's Lavoina and nothing else. Says Gemara. That's why we go back to the Brice again. But it's Rich, the Brice Darshan, Mi'al Min Chasecha, V'loi Mi'al Domcha. Only you have to go and add Melach to your Mincha and not to your Dam. Now, why do you have to go and have a special limud to exclude dam? Dam, after all, only has one of the two qualities, that it's the matir. It is not something that requires eitzim boin choyvin la. You don't go and burn the dam you go and throw against the wall in the bear. It's for sure it's a matir. Avad is a matir. For sure.
Mechaper
is not the issue. Yeah, mechaper and matir, it's a very good issue. The point is, we were trying to say that perhaps the ke'en haprat means that it has to have two qualities. What's the two qualities? Number one, that achirin bo'an chayvin lo, it needs eitzim. And number two, that it's a matir. So the only thing that I'm going to go and be marbik and a prat is levoina, which is number one, it requires eitzim, and number two, it's a matir, but nothing else. Because it has to have two qualities. Thank you more. If that's the case, what do I need a special limit to exclude dam? You know the reason why dam is excluded? Because it doesn't have both qualities. So by the fact that it's excluded, sounds like you only need one quality. You don't need two. Ah, it's a mamach chesel. Me'am and damach. Lechal dehanach kulu osim bechantzat. Not that the ribuy is based on two qualities, but one is enough. Omamah, let's go back again to the Brice. Mi'al min chasecha, v'lo mi'al damcha. Freit mor v'eim mi'al min chasecha, v'lo mi'al eivarecha. After all, the only reason why we are excluding dam, as opposed to all the others, after all of them go on the Mizbeach, so why do I go and say the Eivorin and the Aymarin and all the others I include, and from the Almin Chasech, the Almal Damcha, I exclude the Dam? Maybe we should switch it around and say, Dam, yes, there you do need Melach, and all the other Kabbanis, Me'al Min Chasecha, V'loi Me'al Eivarecha, or V'loi Me'al Eimurecha. Let's go and exclude the other Kabbanis as opposed to the Dam. Says Yimur, Mestavre Yvorim have a little buyer. It's more Mestavre that Yvorim are doime to the Mincha, Shekein, Ashbon, Tomei, Simen. They have seven similarities. What are the seven? Acherim Bon Choyvela. First, we'll just go through the Oisius. The Aleph of Ashbain is Acherim Bon Choyvela, Kamoisa. The Shin is the Ishim, Kamoisa. The Beis is Bachutz, Kamoisa. The Nun is Noiser, Kamoisa. Tess is Tumma Kamoisa, the Mem is Me'ila Kamoisa, and the Aleph the Gemara leaves out. The Gemara doesn't tell us what the Aleph is.
For the Aleph Sadra.
We're going to Adra.
Aleph Sadra.
Okay. We're going to come back to the Aleph in a moment. Let's explain what all these things mean. We're saying that a Vorim are doyim to the Mincha. The number one, Achein Vorim Chayvim Lo Kemoisa. That both of them require Eitzim. Dam doesn't require Eitzim because Dam is just spritzed on the Mizbeach. You just shoot it on the Mizbeach. You dab the Koronis. You don't need Eitzim for that. Mashenkin Charkabonis, Vorim Chayvim Lo, you need the Eitzim. Ishim Kemoisa, they both go on the Ishim on the fire. Dam doesn't go on the fire. Dam goes against the wall or on the Koronis. Bachutz Kemoisa, what means Bachutz Kemoisa? That the carbon mincha, as well as all the other carbonites, are all brought in the Azara. Mashenkin the Dam, at times, you bring it Bifnim, and even Lefnai V'Lefnim. Lefnai V'Lefnim, of course, on Yom Kippur, and Lefnim, both on Yom Kippur, and all those Harim HaNisrafim, Seir HaNisrafim that you have throughout the year. like the par Helim Dabishol Tibur, or the par Koine Mashiach, etc., etc. Anyway, so therefore, Bachutz Kemoisa, both the Mincha and the other Kabbanis are exclusively Mizbeach Achitzoin, Masha'en Kein the Gabi Dam, at times the Mizbeach Achitzoin, and at times it's Mizbeach Hapnimi. Okay, and then you have Noiser Kemoisa. What means Noiser? So the last three really go together. Noiser Kemoisa, Tuma Kemoisa, Me'ila Kemoisa, that just like by Kar Mincha, after it's a lot of time you have Noiser, it can also become Tame. There's also Din of Me'ila if you're Moyel. However, by Dam, these three Dinim don't apply. How do I know? Look at the last line of Rashi, all the way in the bottom, right after Daf Samach in the middle. So therefore, if a person were to go and eat dam, which was beyond the zman, noiser, no, no din of karis of eating noiser.
Well, it's eating dam, man.
He's eating avad. So he asks, what's an afkamina? You can only get karis once. Yeah. However, one time perhaps he did it both, b'shoigit. He saw the dam, he thought it looked like dark Kool-Aid. And he drank it. And guess what? He drank Kool-Aid, but it was dam, and it was noiser dam. You only have to bring one karbon chatzis, you don't have to bring two karbon stuff. Same thing applies to the no din of dam betuma, no din of dam b'mila. If you boil in the dam, no din of meal. Anyway, the point is that those are all the similarities. Now the question is, avos mit ha'alef thing. Mar didn't explain that.
Hold on. There's no meila by dam.
No, there's no meila by dam.
No, but until according to the Amoed and Nachal Kidron, right?
So that's the best ride that there's no meila because no,
it was after Shritz.
And he was talking about before Shritz.
Before Shritz, the dam of an ola is in the Mizrach.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody they grab the Mizrach, they take it outside, they use it for fertilizer. Right. There's no din of Me'ila?
No din of Me'ila.
I thought we said something about Shinasa and Mitzvasa.
Maybe it's from an after the Mitzvah. It's Gemara Masechtas Yuma, Daf Samach, look it up, Rabbi Yisai, no din of Me'ila. Maybe before, maybe after, whatever. You can tell me Achim Mitzvasa also, and then the Vasa is also, there's no din of Me'ila anymore. Emer and Yar. Okay. The question is, what about the Aleph and the Ajbein Tomei? The Gemara doesn't explain that Aleph. So the last Toisus over here says, Shkenachen Bon Chayvala, Kosubis Forum Simon Ajbein Tomei, Ve'ena Shas Mefarish Aleph Achrona. What happened to this Aleph? Ayayay, Rachmon Litzlan. Umefarish Ben Etam. Oichel Kamoisa, Shiragilois Lemloyach Oichlin, meaning Mincha and things that you put on the Mizbeach, Oichel, meaning all of these kabanas that we referred to, the Aymurin as well as the Ivori Oila, these are food items, and normally when people eat food, what do? They add some melach to it. And therefore that's a similarity. People don't add melach to their dam. If anything, Barry told us before, the dam loses its potency, and
it's like cooking it.
It's like cooking it, and that's how you take away the iser of the dam by putting melach. So the melach is not to go improve the dam, it's to, in a sense, degrade it, downplay it, eliminate it, whatever lovely, similar term you want to use. But the point is that there is another similarity, melach, mincha, and shar kabonis, that they're all oichlin, they're solids that you eat. Says, Toises, why didn't the Gemara enumerate that? Well, if he shains that kulu v'chumra, since there's no kulu v'chumra about, okay, some mazel tov, you do add, you don't add, well, what difference does it make? Since for that the Gemara didn't even bother. What do I see from the Toises? See from the Toises something very, very important. L'choyra, why do we have to go and say Aj Bein Tam Me Simen? Let it just go and say Aj Bein Tam. Leave out the Aleph, and we'll only explain six similarities. Why do we have to have the Aleph and then say, oh, by the way, there's seven, but I didn't bother explaining the seventh one because it's a double portion of the Kal and the Chaim. We always think to ourselves, when we see these simanim, that this was perhaps added on later on by some Amayroim, or maybe even some publishers, or whatever, to make life easy to remember. Because after all, a day later, or maybe even a minute later, somebody will ask you, what are all the similarities? I can't possibly remember. How can I? So many. I can't remember. If I give you a simon, a nice mnemonic as a good method for recollection. The answer is no. That the Iker, the Gemara, is telling us, Aj bin Tomei Simen. And the next few words is like, if you will, it's a Pirush Rashi. You're wondering, what is the Ash being told me? I'll explain it to you. Aleph stands for this, and Beis, and Shin stands for this, and Beis. But this is really just added to give us an understanding what the Ash Bein Tomei means. So now the question is, if that's Gemara is trying to go and tell us what they mean, so why doesn't it say about the Aleph what it means? So it's Loi Chosh. But it's not the other way around. At first we have the Simonim, that we have the similarities, and then we create the Simon. Because if we have the similarities and then create the Simon, make a Simon without the Aleph and just say Ash Bein Tomei instead of Ash Bein Tomei. It's a Chasimon that Ash Bein Tomei, that's Ich. And in fact, Chasam Sofer, whenever he came to these words, he always made sure to go and say them as part of the Gemara. Not that these are kind of throw-ins or throw-outs. Every time he saw Simon, he said, Ash Bein Tomei, he said, good, we'll try to do the same.
This is the real text,
and the rest, if you will, is the Pirush Rashi. That's the commentary. The real thing is the Simon, and that's why you have to have. What are those things? Without the Rashi, the Gemara gives us a Toiva. Gemara didn't know there'll be a Rashi later on. The Gemara goes and tells us what they happen to be. Why did they tell us the Aleph? That wasn't so important. But the real thing is the Simon. Anyway, Freit Gemara, you're telling me that these similarities, Adra B'dam is also similar to Mincha. Now my little boy, she came Matir Kemoisa. Dam is the Matir, and the Kemitza is the Matir, as opposed to the Aymarin and the Evorim, which are not Matirim. As well as Nifsel B'Shchiyah Zechama Kemoisa. Both of them become Basel at the time of Shchiyah. That what? That make sure you do your Zerikas Adam by Shkia, and make sure you do your Kemitza Sakoimitz, your Akhtoriz Sakoimitz.
That's
different. It's difficult. Okay. Anyway, the good news is that you want Hanach Nefishim. On the Omid Aleph, we had six or seven similarities. Here we only have two. No, 6 to 2, 7 to 2. They win. Good. Well, we're not finished yet. Oh, my man. We go back to the beginning of the Bais. Shemayin after the Eitz Vadam Shenikru Karb. Man Shamas laid the Omer Eitzim Ikri Carbon. Who's the one that holds that Eitzim is called carbon? Rebbe. Rebbe holds. The Rebbe Miboyim Boyim Melech. You were saying in this Brayso that what? That if it would only say the Chol Carbon a Melech Timlach and leave out the word Malicha, I would think after the Eitzim Adam that they also require that we should do Malicha. Kamash Balan Chukban Min Chasra. No. Eitzim v'dam, you don't have to do malicha. Take Yimara. Who's the one that calls Eitzim a carbon in the first place? Rebbe. Rebbe says you do need malicha. Where do you see that? Tzaniya. We have a braisa. Carbon. When it says in the pasuk, carbon malamed shemisnadim Eitzim, you can go and bring an adova of Eitzim on its own. The kama, what's the minimum Eitzim? You can't bring two toothpicks. You have to bring shnei gizrim. Shnei Gziri Eitzim. How much Shnei Gziri Eitzim? Mora says elsewhere, Amma Bayama, you should be able to put it around the Maroch. How do I know that Eitzim is called a carbon? A Pasuk in the Chamiya. And this is the Pasuk that Rashi quoted in the Amid Aleph. Ba'agirola sipalnu al carbon Eitzim. Oh, so the Tanakhama over here says you can be Menad of Eitzim. Rebbe Omar, not only can be Menad of Eitzim, but Eitzim is a subset of a carbon mincha. That what? Just like carbon mincha hein, Eitzim carbon mincha hein. Eitzim has the status of a carbon mincha. The reason why he says that because why is carbon Eitzim considered to be part and parcel of mincha? Because carbon minchoscha ba melach timlach. So therefore, I'm being marbe from that word carbon Eitzim. So it's got to be like minchoscha, like a mincha. That what? Eitzim come mincha hein, and therefore utun and melech. You have to add melech to the eitzim. Can you imagine? You want to go and burn eitzim? You have to go and add some salt. Utun agasha, just like there's a din of agasha by your carbon mincha. You have to put it on the southwestern corner. Agasha means that you take the kli in which the mincha is, and you bring it to the southwestern corner of the mizbeach.
Entire.
The die, and that's enough. You don't have to take it out. Very good. Same thing as the Kabi Korban Eitzim. You also have to do Hagosha to the corner of the Mizbeach. The Omer Rav the Timbre Rebbe, Eitzim to Unan Kemitza, Ihetra Beisai.
That's an Avoda Kasha.
That's going to be an Avoda Kasha. I guess so. Your boss is like to meet him.
If not, it's really an Avoda Kasha.
Sawdust.
Yeah, sawdust, but be careful you shouldn't get a thorn into your hand also. Anyway, so you're going to have to make a sawdust. Not like we said until now that since it's eitzim, you don't require other eitzim. You take it, do need additional eitzim.
So if someone's menadev a korban eitzim, he has to bring the eitzim and shnei gizri eitzim to accompany it.
Exactly. He doesn't have to bring shnei gizri eitzim. The smigdish supplies it from the lishkas eitzim. Zayigit. It's not only that. Toises even adds another couple of things. If you look at the last Toises on the bottom, we're going to learn the whole Toises, everybody say. Nishka Halba Toises, the last Toises, the last line. Eitzim to Unum Kmitza, Vuadin, Yemin, you have to make sure you do it at the Yemin, the Kmitza has to jump Yemin, and the Kiddush Kli, you're going to have to go put the Eitzim inside a Kli. Mamish like a classic carbon mincha. Can you imagine? The Gemara doesn't say, maybe you have to add Levoin as well. Maybe you have to eat the Shiore mincha. Anyway, but the point is, this is a real bonafide.
Toises didn't say that, would I not have known that?
That it has to be him in the Kiddush Kli?
What happens is, you have to eat it to a bottom.
Right. It should become nicer, right?
It's a high fiber mincha.
The question is, we're saying that it's deemed to be like a carbon mincha. How far does this go?
Explain.
One thing is for sure, you don't eat the shiore eitzim. You wouldn't require a person to go and eat the sawdust that's left. I mean, it's dangerous. It's chas v'shalom,
it's
a sakana. It's
not food.
It certainly is not food, except so maybe it doesn't require the other. So Toysim means to say is, we go to the nth degree in considering this a mincha as appropriate and as efshir. Okay. Anyway, so the Maisa, since the one that calls eitzim, the carbon eitzim, is in fact Rebbe, if Rebbe holds that this is a carbon, so you start with the brayse again. V'chol korban minchas melech timlach. What happens if we would leave out the word minchascha? It would just say v'chol korban b'melech timlach. I would think eitzim and dam require melech. Kmash malon minchascha. That eitzim and dam don't require melech. The whole makor that I would should think I have this half a minute that eitzim is called korban, that's Rebbe. Rebbe is the one that say, in fact, it does need eitzim.
It does need melech.
And it needs melech as well. And the point of the reason it needs eitzim, because the Gemara says, it's got to be doim to the carbon mincha, that just like a carbon mincha has that quality, that a cheirem boim choivin lo, that you go and bring eitzim, therefore all other kabbalas. But eitzim, and dam, you don't bring additional eitzim. Since if you don't bring additional eitzim, there's no dinner putting on melech. Pray to Gemara, no. The whole mandiyama, the one that says that you require, that eitzim is considered to be a carbon, is Rebbe. Rebbe says that in fact you do require other eitzim. Moreover, as you were just saying a moment ago, it also requires melach, and it requires kmitza, and it requires everything. So what are you telling me, that eitzim is different than all other kabbalas? Says you want to sam mikan eitzim. Meina chanami, start the brice again, and don't say, if we just say we call korban but melech timloch, that this is referring to dam the eitzim, and then say no, not dam the eitzim, just say dam and leave out eitzim. Pray tomorrow. So what does the pasuk now with minchasa come to exclude? So you're going to tell me it comes to exclude dam. Il mutei dam mi al minchasa nafke. At the end of the brayz we said mi al minchasecha v'loy mi al damcha. So I have another drasha for the dam. So Gemara apik eitzim the ayil nesachim. Take out the word eitzim and don't just leave dam, but rather put in nesachim. What's the din by nesachim? That the gabin nesachim, that the yayin does not require melach. The same like in the brayse. Aval hayayin, that's the nesachim we're talking about. The niskei yayin, the hadam, dam we spoke about. Bo eitzim, v'aktoris ein teunin melach. They don't require melach. Pray to Gemara. Mani, who's the Tana of this Bryson? Ir Rebbe, and you're saying that Eitzim don't require Melech, Kasha Eitzim. Rebbe just said now that Eitzim do require Eitzim and do require Malicha. What's going on? Ir Rabbanan Kasha Ketoris, because we had in the Amid Aleph that Ketoris also requires Melech. That was in that long list. Levoinabom Bifniatz, Levoinabom Bibzicha, the Ketoris. So it does. So who is that man, the Omar? Kashuk Tayyus. Haitanu Desanya, it's another Mandiyama, and that's Rabbi Shmuel, which we'll see tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.